Hey everybody, welcome back to Attention Deficit Devos, a devotional devoted to teens from all walks of life looking to grow in their walk with God. I'm your host, Ryan McCabe, your ADD pastor. So for everyone listening, don't just listen, but let these brief devotions challenge you to grow in your faith and understanding of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's now listen into today's Devo. Asimo. Have you seen Honda's little spaceman-looking robot? Decades in the making, the little helper is a technological wonder. What appears to be a white-suited visitor from outer space is a bipedal humanoid, meaning it walks on 2 feet like a human, that can obey simple commands. And what's more amazing than the lifelike movement is that these commands are not spoken or typed into a computer. You simply think about what you want it to do. That's right. Asimo is a mind-reading humanoid robot. This isn't some sci-fi fantasy. It's real technology. Don't worry, you don't have to implant any electrodes into your brain. Whew, that's a relief. You simply have to put on a helmet that measures brain activity. The humanoid then moves its hands, arms, and legs upon mental commands. The other command Asimo understands is moving the tongue, but it obviously doesn't have a face, so it touches where the tongue would be if it were a futuristic robot. According to the official website, the hope is to create a partner in daily tasks, a robot companion that functions in society and lives in harmony with humans. Lives? In society? This might sound cool at first, but it gets creepy if you think about it. With that in mind, read Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, any comfort from His love, any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. The writer, Paul, is encouraging Christ's followers to come together and get along. Apparently, petty jealousy and division was common in his community. Go figure. Paul says that when Christ came, he brought us together, and the key to unity is humility. That doesn't mean having a low self-esteem. It means having high self-esteem for others, seeing their needs as more important than your own preferences. Jesus was the ultimate example of humility. Even though he was God, the creator of the universe, Christ became a man. He walked and talked with us. He died on the cross to save us and glorify God. And one day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But for now, how should we act in our relationships? We put on the mind of Christ. If we are all in tune with His attitude, then we'll all be united. Together we'll be like-minded with Christ and therefore share the same mind, love, spirit, and purpose with one another. That purpose is to look out for others so that they may know the glory of God. So how do you function in your society? At home, school, church, or wherever? Are you a servant of Christ and of God's people? Do you help others see the glory of God by confessing Christ as the Lord? Do you put on the mind of Christ and let His attitude guide every step you take? Not in a creepy robot way, but in a way that you choose to let His thoughts become your thoughts and His will become your motivation. Think about it. Thank you for listening to the Attention Deficit Devos podcast. Tune in next time or subscribe, and when I make another, you'll get it. A big thanks to our listeners in Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, New Mexico, North Carolina, and Oregon. Keep on listening and spread the word.